da bakasha ibi busanda da 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 da
da
and angels bow before your throne da bakasha ibi busanda are all things, O God, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are the Bakashikidi Kumba Karaboshi, Idi Kuribasha. Iba Sidi Boshan, Nanada Karaboshi, Idi Kuribashi, Idi from our offense. And to you are you deserve the glory. Kuribara Bakashi, Idi Kuribara Bakashi, you are worthy of it all. Oh, precious God, indeed you are God, you are holy, you are faithful, indeed you deserve all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration, you are worthy of it all, from beginning to the end, from generation to generation, you have never failed, your words are true, your spirit is true, oh God, of God, Jesus, your testimonies are true, oh God, you fulfill your faithfulness, all diligence, indeed not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, it has taken your hand, oh God, it has taken your faithfulness, it has taken your grace to say thank you, Lord. I say thank you this morning, thank you for your divine hand, your divine cover, your divine strength, oh God, indeed I have seen your hand, I have seen your faithfulness in everything that I am, oh Karibashi, indeed oh God, return all the praise, return all the honor, return all the adoration. Oh, precious Savior, you are God. Precious Redeemer, you are wonderful. Precious King of Kings, you deserve the worship, you deserve the adoration, you deserve the exaltation. You deserve the glory, oh precious Savior God, you are holy, precious Savior, you are wonderful, oh God, precious Savior, you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus, you are wonderful, you are precious, oh God, oh God, Jesus, you are worthy to be praised and adored, Ambakashi kidi kuri bashi di 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 karabusudur. Mokori bash God, indeed you are God. You are God. You are God. Sha-da-da-da-da. It's taking your heart. It's taking your power. Oh God, the enemy will have destroyed us. The enemy will have swallowed us. Oh God, our God, Jesus. The situations will have put us down. Oh God, circumstances will have put us down. Oh God, indeed, why not for you? Oh God, return all the glory to you, oh Jehovah God. Even when things look like they've not happened, oh God, our God, Jesus, you are always behind the scenes. Oh God, you're always behind the scenes, working it out. Knowing that which is best for us, knowing that which is best for your children, oh God, because you give good gifts to your children. And without you, oh, King of Kings, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I can't hear you. Jehovah, Uri Basha, Edi. Oh, Father, I thank you that I breathe. Hallelujah. Oh, Makashi, Edi, Diko Basha. Ayari basse de 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 bosha de de. Ire basse de 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 kuri basse de 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 kuri basse da da. Rikari basse de 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 kuri basse da 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 shi de. Remo doko bosha de 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 karaboko basse de 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 de. Oh God, you're full of mercy, you're full of grace, you're full of kindness, oh God. Hallelujah, Shakariba, we've seen your hand, we've seen your faithfulness, we've seen your grace and kindness, oh God. We've seen your divine protection, oh God, across Jesus. We've seen your divine cover, Shariba, Sidididikolibasa. It takes your hand, it has taken your mercy, it has taken your grace, Shariba, Sidididikorabasa, Didididid. And you will find divine cover. And you will find divine protection, oh God. Not just for ourselves, but for our families, for our children, for the congregation, for our members. And your divine cover, your divine protection, more than cover, more than protection. Indeed, we are under your wings. We are under your wings. Our health is intact. Our health is in your hands. Oh, no matter the situation, it is your hand, it is your power, it is your guidance, oh God. It is your spirit that is at work, oh God. And Father, we return all the glory this morning, oh God. I return all the glory to your name, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Indeed, I am your child, oh God. And you are concerned, oh God. You're more than concerned, oh God. You're choosing your people, oh God. You're taking us from one level of glory to another, oh God. You're making a way where there is no way, oh God, oh God, Jesus. We are seeing and experiencing your hand. We are seeing and experiencing your faithfulness, oh God, oh God, Jesus. We are seeing and experiencing your divine grace. I'm deep in love with you, deep in love with you, oh God. Yes, Lord, my heart, it beats for you. Precious Jesus, oh yes. I'm deep in love with you, oh God. She iridi kabahasere. Oh, yani masi de 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 masha, mani de boshi de de de, amma ke de boshi de 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 bossa da de de, mi akari boshi de, oh shi de de kora basha de 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 de, I will not raise a thankless ministry, kori basha de 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 kori basha de de de, but I shall be established like a tree that is planted by the water, shi de karabasha, that yields its fruit in season, whose leaf never withers, does not wither, shi de kori basha de 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 kora bakashe. I am abundantly provided for, makari kashi de de kora bakashe. I am supernaturally covered, kori basha karabasha karabasha. There is favor. There is favor beyond my cries, oh God. There is favor beyond my understanding, oh God. There is favor beyond my training, oh God. There is favor beyond my age, oh God. Indeed, there is something. I know that there is something bigger. There is something bigger. There is something that you're working it out. Abu, Yeba, Yeka Baba Babo, sit in the kitty kubashi idi. Arabo said, "Idididididi korabashi, idididi koribashi, idididi koribashi, idididi." Arabo said, "Idididididi korabashi, idididi koribashi, idididi karabashi, idididi." Oh God, I thank you for the leaders of the church, oh God. Thank you for the senior pastor. Thank you for the pastoral team of Gori Bashekadeda. Thank you indeed for the deacons, for the servants, various ministries, oh God. Thank you for the praise and worship. Thank you for the leaders. Shikini Baragosukodi Bashekadeda. The Lord God, you are remembering your servants, oh God. Indeed, them that have been serving you, God. That service is not in vain. Shakari Bashekadeda. Oh God, you meet their needs. Shidi Barabasekadeda. You meet the needs of their families. You meet the needs of their children, oh God. You meet the needs of their marriages. Sharabasiki di Koriba Sadada. And Lord God, you intervene. Rika Siki di Koriba Shikidi. You show your faithfulness to thousands and thousands of generations of them that fear you, oh God. Father, I thank you that you're not just concerned for me, oh God, but you're concerned for my family. You're concerned for thousands and thousands of generations after me, of them that fear you. And are called according to your purpose, oh God. I am grateful that you chose us. I'm grateful that you chose me, oh God. I'm grateful that you've chosen my family, oh God. I'm grateful that my family shall serve you, oh God. And my children shall serve you in various capacities, oh God. In the knowledge of truth. In the knowledge and in the work of the gospel, oh God. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life to the every situation, oh God. I break the breath. Oh, shakariba siiti kuribasa. We sent for healing over Kadibashikada. We speak a reversal. We speak a reversal. We speak a reversal over every circumstance that is contrary to the will of God, that is contrary to the plans of God over my life, over the life of my family, over the life of my children, oh God. We speak a word of protection, a word of cover. Thank you for the various ministries of God. Thank you for Agape. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the youth ministry. Thank you for aging. Thank you for the fellowship in UNICEF, Juba. Thank you, the Lord. Indeed, it is in your hand, oh God. It is growing from strength to strength, oh God. In the work of ministry, oh God. In the work of your grace. Makabaya kabase de karaboshe de korabase de rekaribashi de koribase de korabashi de korabase de da ambakaya karabosu de karabashi de korabase de da arabasa de karaboshe de o makasa da rekarabasa karabase de Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for growth in the church, oh God. Thank you for supernatural growth, oh God. Thank you, the Lord. You're calling forth men and women. You're calling forth men and families, oh God. You're calling forth servants of God, oh God. You're calling forth musicians, oh God. You're calling forth ushers, oh God. You're calling forth teachers, oh God. You're calling forth leaders, oh God. You're calling forth praise and worship. I thank you, the Lord, you have already provided for all these. The Lord, you are activating the desire to serve, the desire to honor you, the desire to trust in you, oh God. The desire to be led by you. Thank you, the Lord, you are activating it. Thank you indeed for growth. Thank you for the season. For the new season. From the level of growth, we can see, we know, we can see, we know, we can see, we know that, Lord, it is your doing, oh God. It is not the work of any man. No man can take the credit, oh God. I cannot take the credit, oh God. It is just your favor. It is just your favor on this land, oh God. It is just your favor on people, oh God. Indeed, you desire people to know the truth, oh God. The truth of the gospel, oh God. Your heart is for people to be saved, oh God. And I thank you that you're moving us, oh God, to reach out to people, to reach out to those that are willing. Thank you indeed that every door that we knock, oh God, you are able to open, oh God. Every door that we knock, you are able to open. For your goodness, for your goodness, for your greatness, oh God, for your mercy and faithfulness, oh God, for your hand, oh God, we need you. We need you more and more. We need you more and more. We need you more and more. We need you, precious Father, oh God. We need you. I need you more. I need you more. I need more revelation. I need more understanding. I need more wisdom, oh God. Open my eyes, oh God. Flood my inner man with your light, oh God. The light that you commanded to shine out of darkness that is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ in the glory. May your light flood my inner man. May flood my inner man, oh God. May I be flooded with light, oh God, to know the truth of the gospel, to have understanding over things that you want us to know, oh God, to have understanding over your ways, not just your acts, oh God. God, indeed, I want the things that you know, oh God. I want the secrets, oh God. The things indeed that are unique. Indeed, you say this counsel of the Lord is it those who fear him, oh God. Grant me your counsel. Grant me access to your counsel, oh God. Indeed, as a vessel, let me be a carrier of grace, oh God. A carrier of grace to my generation, oh God. A carrier of grace to the nations, oh God. A carrier of grace, oh God. A demonstrator of the anointing, oh God. A demonstrator, oh God. You've granted me, oh God, the teaching grace. Accompany the grace of God with signs, miracles, and wonders. Manifest yourself, oh God. Manifest your authority, oh God. Manifest your power, oh God. Manifest your wisdom. Father, we break all foundational issues, oh God. We break all legalities, oh God. We stand against all altars that are raised against Cox's people and preventing them from knowing the truth, oh God. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We bind them. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are calling forth. You are calling forth. You are calling forth. You are calling forth. Shakidi ba sikidi de koraba sikidi de rikodi ba sikidi de de rikodi ba sikidi de koraba sikidi de da rikadi ba sikidi de kara rikadi kata rikadi kidi karabo sikidi de koraba sikidi de de rikadi kash sikidi de 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 rikadi kaba sikidi de da rikodi ba sikidi de koraka da bo mokori kada kaba sikidi de rikadi ba sikidi de de da rikadi ba sikidi de de rikadi ka rikadi kada ba kash sikidi de de Oh God, you are welcome. Oh God, you are welcome. Oh God, oh God, you are gracious. You are faithful. Oh God, do a new thing. Oh God, speak to us in a new way. Oh God, let us hear you. Oh God, let us understand you. Oh God, let us be guided by truth. Oh God, be guided by revelation. Oh God, we walk in your truth. Oh, you are mighty. Oh God, you are faithful. Oh God. Thank you for the various servants of God that shall teach your word today, O God. May they be flooded with light, O God. May they be flooded with revelation. May they be flooded with wisdom. May they experience truth. May they experience grace in place of grace, O God. May grace abound. May grace abound. May there be manifestations of your goodness. May there be manifestations of your mercy. O God, we rebuke discouragement, O God. We rebuke the spirit of haziness, O God. That heaviness, O God, that prevents people from going to church. Oh God, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we look unto you. You are a faithful God. You are a faithful Redeemer. Karabose de 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 barakabose. Rikaribasha karabose de de. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Marabaya teda.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. I praise. Worthy is your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Rabakasha, Kedede, Kamba, Sadi. Oh, Rabasandada, in Jesus' name. We pray. Holy Basada. Oh, Rabakasha, Kedede, see. Your name. Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God. We give God all the glory. Indeed, He's faithful, He's gracious, and He's wonderful. And good to see you, my brother, and you're welcome. And I know we shall be continuing today. We are speaking and we are learning on the Paul's prayer to the Ephesian church. And yesterday we covered half of the prayer that is found in Ephesians chapter 1. And also, just to bring to your attention, there is also another very important prayer of Paul to the Ephesian church that is in chapter 3. And I believe that God will also help us to get to that. Depending on the time, we'll see what we'll be able to cover. So today, as we started yesterday, we were reading from Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 16 up to 23. And I'm going to read, and then we'll just quickly summarize what we covered, and then we'll look at the teaching of today. So in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, I will read from the King James today. It says that, from 15, whereof also after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks to you for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Verse 20 of Ephesians 1, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body and the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. So we have been looking at the prayer of Paul to the Ephesian church. And one thing that we recognized yesterday, the first thing that he says, that I never cease to give thanks. And we spoke about the importance of always having thanksgiving in our mouths. That is one of the sacrifices, the fruit of our lips, is one of those sacrifices that God is pleased in. You can imagine how David was. David, he just lost his child and immediately he goes to praise God. David, there was no situation that David faced that he did not go and give glory to God. Now, that is the kind of person that God is looking for, that you can face a situation that does not look like it is it for you. It does not look like it is working out for in your favor. The expectation that you had does not add up to the present situation that you have, but you can still give thanks to God. That confuses the enemy. And that is what you call a sacrifice. Even you can call it even a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, because in that moment, it is not expected that you give thanks. But when you give thanks, you give thanks. And you remember, Paul is giving thanks from a prison perspective. You know, you can imagine he's giving thanks from chains. This is someone who's going through so many persecutions, but he gives thanks. The second thing that we saw, and we saw about the prayer of Paul for the Ephesian church, is that he was asking God to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. And I say this is one of the most important prayers that every believer must be praying to God on a daily basis. Ask God, God, grant me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Grant me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And you know why these two are so important? Because wisdom is the ability to know what to do and how to do it. Revelation, it tells you what you need to do. Revelation will give you the vision of where you want to go, of what God expects of you, of the things that he has already prepared in advance for you to do. Because you as a person, you might not have an understanding of what God has already prepared before time. But one thing we must know, that God has prepared for us certain things before time, that he has created us in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he predestined before for us to walk in. So everything that you are doing, whether you're a manager, whether you are a housewife, whether you're a pastor, whether you're an apostle, anything that you do that is for the glory of God, be it in your family, just know that you are predestined for it. These are good works that God already prepared and fashioned you in Christ to do. So now that you know that it, you are fashioned in Christ to do well, to do good, then how will you know what you are supposed to do? It only comes by revelation. And this comes from the Holy Spirit, who, when you are granted that spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, then you start to know things about God. Remember, when you look at it's 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2, where it says that his divine power has given us all that we need for life and godliness through knowledge of him. That means the secret to receive the things of God is knowledge of God. If you know God's will and purpose for a specific situation, then you have access to it. Can you imagine if you know that the Bible says, Isaiah 34, that none shall desire her mate and lack? That means that the moment that you feel that you have a desire in you to be married, then that means the word of God says that you shall not lack. That means that the will of God is for you to be married. And he also says in another place, he places the lonely in families. Them that feel lonely, God places you in a family. So that means that the will of God for marriage is that people should be married, that them that desire to be married should be married. But you see also, he also says also that there are those who are made eunuchs by birth, naturally. There are those who are made eunuchs by men. Maybe they were castrated by men. And then there are also those who have chosen to be eunuchs for the sake of the gospel. So that means that it's not everyone that would desire. But the moment that someone feels that they have a desire, then they should know that the will of God is it for them to marry. But if they feel that it is not in their desire to do it, then for sure, then they can still choose to be eunuchs for the sake of the gospel. And that is also blessed of God. So revelation reveals to us what we need to be, what we need to do part-time. Wisdom grants us the ability to know how to get to where God has revealed it to us. Maybe God has revealed to you that you're going to be a country director, you're going to be a representative, you're going to be leading people, and you can know and you see that you're going to do it. But then wisdom will tell you how you will get from point A to point Z, following the route of God. It might look like you're going steps back. It might mean that you're having breaks. It might mean that you're confronting certain things. It might mean that you're facing certain persecutions. But in that wisdom of God, it will take you to the place where he wants you to be. So your knowledge of God comes as the primacy that makes the difference between you accessing your destiny and you not receiving your destiny. The difference between the believer who is doing the things of God, between the believer who is doing signs, miracles, and wonders, is a secret. It is a knowledge. It is a wisdom. It is a revelation. The difference between someone who has good understanding of the word of God is this spirit of wisdom and revelation. And each day, I encourage you, ask God, grant me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And when you keep asking for that, you will be opening scriptures and you will wonder, was this always here? You look at it and you'll be like, is this was always here? Wow. And you grab it. And when you grab just one word, I tell you, one word can last your lifetime. When the Bible says that his favor is for a lifetime, can you believe that you, when God says that the year of the Lord's favor has come, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus came to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That means that you, when you are favored of God, you can simply call yourself, you are God's favorite. That means that in any situation, God has favored you. And the Bible says his favor lasts a lifetime. That means you're not just favored today, you're favored for a lifetime. You're going for an interview and you know you're God's favorite. You see, when people go to witch doctors and they go for interviews, they go, even if they don't know anything, they come with a confidence that they will take it. Even because they think in their mind they are already they are cheated and they are deceived that something has been done that they will get it. Now the believer does not know that he is God's favorite or she is God's favorite. So the believer goes for that process and is fearing and is wondering, will I really get this? Yet the unbeliever is going with a confidence that is gotten from somewhere else. Now if the believer knows who they are in Christ, then they can go with confidence and they can receive that which God has prepared for them. That's why we say that the eyes, then we also looked at the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened. And I say this is the eyes, or rather your inner man, to being flooded with light. And we say that this light is the light of God. And this is light is like illumination. It's not just torch or sunlight, because it's that light that God needs to create. Basically, that light is the light that shines in the face of Jesus Christ, that is reflected from the glory of the face of Jesus Christ. Now, that light is the one that God says, he called for the light to come out of darkness. And when he say, let there be light, he then, when there was light, then he began to create. Then he still created the sun. So that means that light that was created in the beginning is not the sun and the moon. Because the sun and the moon were created on the fourth day. But the light that God cast is that illuminating light of God. Remember, God is light. So when God grants you illumination in your inner man, then you cannot walk in darkness. That means then you will encounter people who in your heart you will know this is an evil man. There are people who I can sit in a car and the spirit will warn me, don't say anything. And before I know it, when the person starts to speak, I can realize, this is why. Because you can see the anger, you can see the bitterness, you can see, you know, like it's so, the heart of the person is so angry. From the moment they are speaking, whatever they are speaking, whether it's against management, whether it's against the guy, anything, you can just know. And you just have the sensation that hold your peace. Now that is illumination. That is walking in the light. And that's why Jesus says, as long as it is day, we shall do the works of God. Let us work as long as it is day. You need light. You need the illumination of God to know what to say, to know when to strike, to know when to go and approach something. That is wisdom. Revelation is knowing it. Wisdom is knowing how to do it. Now, keep asking God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and illumination, the light. And today I wanted us to look at what are some of these riches that God has prepared for the saints. Verse 19 gives us that first inheritance, and it is exceeding greatness of his power. And it says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. I tell you, if you were to look at the Greek, or rather the words that are used here, you'd be surprised that I think they say that almost every word for power that is in Greek is in this verse alone, Ephesians 1:19. Exceeding greatness. They say megathos. That means largeness. Then of his power, the first power there is dunamis. Remember, this is dynamite power. This is potential power. This is infinite power. And for us who believe according to the working, that is energia, like efficiency, like the efficient working of his might. Let me look at might is iskus. Now, iskus is strength, force, is mighty. And then the last power is kratos. You can imagine, this is dominion. So like all forms of power are represented here. There is dunamis, there is energia, there is iskus, and there is kratos. You can imagine how packed this man called Paul packed this prayer. He's telling you that I pray that you will have, your eyes will be opened to the exceeding megatos, like exceeding greatness of the dunamis, of the power of God that is available for who? For the church. The church is not powerless. The reason the church appears powerless is because Christians are ignorant of the power that God has given them. When Jesus said that all authority in heaven and on earth, all power and authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go and make disciples. That means every power, every authority in heaven, in the earth, we are seeing, we've been reading here, that here God has raised Christ and seated him in the highest place in the heavens. So Christ, his seat, where Christ is seated, is in the highest place in the heavens. And the Bible says in verse 21 that far above. Can you imagine? Can you say far above? Imagine where it's like you're thinking of where the sun is or where the galaxies are. They're far. We even call it light years, billions, billions of light years. You can imagine such kind of distance. And that is what we are being told, that Christ is elevated far above. And it says all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That means the moment anything has a name, and even if it does not have a name, it has already been declared that it shall be under Jesus. And everything has been placed under his feet for who? For the church. That means the church, Ephesians 2:6 tells us that we have been raised and we are seated with him in heavenly places. That means the church, the position of the church, of which Christ is our head and we are his body, spiritually, our position is in the highest place in the heavens. We are seated far above principalities, far above powers, far above might, far above dominion, far above every name that is to be named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. The problem is that the Christian does not know his authority. And if you don't know your authority, ignorance is no excuse. It is just like a son of a king deciding, who grew up, maybe was stolen from birth and grows up as a street child. That child owns that nation. That child owns that kingdom. That child is the rightful heir. But the moment the child does not know their place, does not know their authority, does not know their own things, they will live as beggars all their lives. And they can live as beggars. It's just like you can find a traffic policeman who does not know their authority. Instead of stopping cars, he's begging for lifts. If the traffic man wants you to stop, he will hold the sign and you will stop. But others, instead of doing that, they are, hey, you have lift, you know, showing the sign that they need lift. So that is one who, yes, has the authority, but is not exercising the authority. So every principality, every power, every might, every dominion, every work of darkness, every spiritual force, every demon, every marine spirit, every kingdom of darkness, every work of wickedness in high places. Even if they're in high places, they're not in the highest place in the heavens. The Bible tells us that they are under his feet for the church. That means if a disease is even yet to be named, the Bible says even in the age that which is to come, it is under his feet. The moment they give it a name, whether they call it the next corona, whatever variant, the moment it acquires a name, it goes under the feet of Jesus. Now, every Christian that has this knowledge cannot be possessed by the devil, should not and cannot be attacked by the devil, because they know their position in the heavens. They are in the highest place in the heavens. They are in the third heavens. They are with the Father. And they can exercise the authority, the power, the dominion, the might that is of them. And this is exercised by the faithfulness and by faith and maintaining your place. Remember, the reason why Satan was cast out is because they did not maintain their place. The Bible tells us that him and his demons, they left their place and came to the daughters of men. Remember that. That's why they were judged. They left their place. So when the Christian leaves their place of authority, you leave the place of Christ, you leave where you're seated with Christ, and then you go and join the prostitute, then you have left your place of authority and you have come under the dominion of darkness. It's just like you going into enemy's land and expecting to be safe. You're walking in landmines, and the landmines are ready to swallow you. So the reason the Christian would be face certain things that they are not supposed to face is because they have left their protection. They have left their place of faith. They have left where they are seated with Christ and have decided to operate as the chicken. They have decided to operate under the dominion of darkness, either by giving access to the devil through the covenants, or by giving access to the devil through their character or through their sin, and through failing to listen to the voice of God. The reason that Christians get attacked and the reason that they face certain things is there is a foothold that they have granted the devil. And the foothold can be as simple thing as unforgiveness. It can be as simple thing as allowing anger to persist in you too much. It can be as simple thing as fear, because we have not been given a spirit of fear, but we have been given a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Now that's why Paul is telling, see, I pray that God will open your eyes. I pray that God will help you to understand, the eyes of your understanding, your inner man will be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of God's calling, what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints, what is the greatness of the power to us who believe according to the working, to the energia of his iskus and kratos, the greatness of his dunamis. Can you imagine how much power that God has availed? And he tells us, can you imagine, how can I equate this power? This power is the same power that I worked in Christ when I raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So you can imagine the power that God is talking about is the power, is the resurrection power that came in and rolled the stone, went and raised Jesus from the dead and seated him. And it says, sit down until I make your enemies your footstool. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Now, that power is available for the church. It is given. God has granted it to us. When we know it, when we come to the knowledge, we can exercise it. And that is why you can cast out devils, you place your hands on the sick and they are healed, you can raise the dead, because the exceeding greatness of the power of God is given for the church. That's why it says he wrought and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things for the church. NLT says, God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. So God, Christ's authority, Christ's rulership, Christ's dominion, Christ's reign over everything is for you and me. And that is why you can speak to sickness and you can tell it, leave my body, and it will leave. You can speak to cancer and you can tell it, melt and disappear, and it will disappear. Why? You are speaking from the revelation of where you are. You're speaking from a revelation of where you are. And it's not your effort. It is not your fasting. It is not what you have done. All these things are important because they maintain your relationship with God. But it is Christ that did it. It is God who was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And the Bible tells us that all these things God did for his good pleasure. God enjoyed it. And God enjoys that he has given man this authority. May we walk in dominion. May we walk in power. May we walk in the revelation and the knowledge of the truth. I will stop there for today and just give room for questions. And I believe tomorrow we shall go to Ephesians chapter 3, where we shall look at the final prayer of Paul, not really the final, but one of the prayers of Paul to the Ephesian church that will help us also understand some depth in God. So I think for now I'll stop and I'll welcome my brothers. It's good to see you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Manu. I think it is largely clear.
Amen.
Knowing our power that we have and the power that God has invested in us. And the authority has given us. The Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Very true.
But once we know this, then we gain life. Thank you for that. Yeah. I think that's all I can say. But thanks for the reminder.
Amen.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Emmanuel.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I think it's important for us to understand who we are in Christ and to understand what we have been equipped with, because just like you have shared, through the Spirit of God working in you, if you do not understand what you have, you can live a life whereby you are a slave whilst you are the king, because you don't understand this. Because the moment you are able to understand, you are able to claim what is rightfully yours. So thank you so much. I think we need the wisdom, we need the revelation, because the revelation will tell us what we are supposed to be, and the wisdom will guide us, will help us to reach our destination, our destiny. So thank you so much for that powerful word.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, thank you for that. And yeah, I think that's the verse that was coming to mind, that I think it is in Ecclesiastes where it says, there's a mystery under the sun. I've seen a wickedness under the sun where slaves are riding on horsebacks and princes are walking on foot. You can imagine, the slave is now the one with the V8, the one with the horses, the one with everything. And then the princes are the ones who are walking on foot. And sadly, that is the state of many, many sons of God, because they don't know and they are being boxed by the devil. They are not sleeping at night. They are having attacks, and yet they have the authority to stop it and to keep their place. Remember, keep your place. Stay in your place. Stay in your faith lane. Stay in your place of worship. Stay in your place of consecration. Stay in your place of study of the word. The reason why we go through depression, we go through all these things, is because we have left our place. Once you leave your place, you've left the source of your strength. Come back to the heart of worship. That is all I can say. I know anyone that's listening, it's not a mistake that you're listening, but come back to that place of authority. And it's very simple. Your Father is listening to you, and you can confess your sins to Him and find your way back to God. I want us to pray, and by the grace of God, He'll help us to continue. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you. I honor your holy name. I glorify you. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. Thank you for revealing to us the greatness of your power that you have made available for the church, for the benefit of the church. You have put everything under your feet, and you're seated far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named and that which is to be named in the age to come. You have placed everything under your feet for the church. And I thank you that you have seated us with Christ in heavenly places. Open our eyes to understanding. Flood our hearts with light. Give us insight. Give us revelation to know what you have called us to be. The things that you have spoken of us in your word. May we know your will for our lives. And I pray for the spirit of wisdom that we will know what to do part time. We will know what to do in every moment. We will know what to do, and that we will know the words to say, the actions to do, and the time to do it, and that it shall yield the reward and the right angle that you want us to accomplish. Give us the courage to take that first step and to claim that which is rightfully ours as sons of God. I pray for my brother who needs, or my sister who needs to repent. Lord Jesus, may you have mercy on them and bring them to the place of authority. And Father, by the authority that you've given us, we cancel sickness, we cancel poverty, we cancel demonic activity. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We bind every work of darkness, every work of hell. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And I speak a release over your children, against addictions, against the works of delay, against the works of wickedness, against heaviness, against prayerlessness. We bind it in the name of Jesus. I speak a word of release in your mercy, in your favor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen.
Amen.